The question is often asked, was Judas, who betrayed Christ, ever saved? I see no evidence whatsoever in the scriptures that he was. Judas is indeed a warning to the rest of us. One may profess to be a follower of Christ while in practice he doesn't prove his faith. Will such a person be saved? Not according to God's word. It is difficult to conceive that a person could live with Christ for 3 years and yet refuse to believe in his heart. Judas ate with Jesus and traveled about with him and the other disciples. And though he appeared to be a follower of Christ, he never in any way made a commitment of his life to him. Jesus said in John 13, verse 18, I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. The Lord Jesus Christ knows us completely. Though Judas thought he was deceiving Christ, he deceived himself only. Christ spoke about putting knowledge into practice. One cannot apply the truth unless he is born again. Judas had never been born again. Judas's failure to repent concurred with prophecy. Our Lord's statement was a quotation taken from Psalm 41:9. Which had been given many centuries before by the Holy Spirit. Now in verse 19 we read, Jesus said, I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, we may believe that I am he. Now the disciples would understand that Christ had known of Judas's hypocrisy long before. Such knowledge would provide them with a fresh confirmation of Christ's messiahship. The word he at the end of the verse has been inserted by the translators. Actually, the verse reads, Now I tell you before it come that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am. The I am here is the one who appeared to Moses in the bush that was burned but was not consumed. After Moses was commissioned to be the leader of his people, he wanted to know the name of the one who sent him in order to declare his authority. God said unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. This was the Lord Jesus Christ, who fellowshipped with his disciples in the upper room many years later and declared, Ye may believe that I am. These prophecies and their fulfillment could not just happen. This is God's word, which clearly presents God's Son. Verse 20, Verily, verily, Jesus said, He that believeth and receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. This must have been a great encouragement to the disciples, after having heard of the deceiver in their midst. They would never be alone, and whoever received them would at the same time be respecting Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 25:40, Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Verse 21, When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit, and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Doubtless our Lord was disturbed greatly by the burden of the sin of the world that would soon be put on him on the cross. But considering the context, I feel that he was exercised in heart because of the traitor who turns against him. How do we account for the fact that Judas turned out the way he did after such wonderful companionship? Judas's experience proves to us the hardness of the human heart. How pathetic that he resisted the love of God and turned to the way of the world. Verse 22, Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. They were stunned, to say the least. No one suspected such a thing. The word doubting is really the word for perplexed or puzzled. As so often, Peter was the first one to respond. He beckoned to one who was leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved, apparently the Apostle John. This expression occurs 4 times in this gospel, as John considers the marvelous grace and love of God in saving him and calling him to be an apostle. Some commentators feel that Christ did have a special affection for John because he was the youngest member of the apostles, perhaps an adolescent at the time. Well, if these commentators are correct, we can understand the Lord Jesus' special love for young people, even in our day. He's concerned about them and desires that they come to him and get right with him and then follow in his chosen paths. God says to every young person in our day, in the words of Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Well, Simon Peter beckoned to the apostle reclining on the bosom of Jesus to ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. Now the sop was a morsel often given to a special guest as a mark of respect. Our Lord loved even Judas to the very end. David declared in Psalm 107, verse 1, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Judas, a hardened, rebellious sinner, could have still come to Christ. Apart from the grace of Christ, there is no forgiveness. Like Judas, all unbelievers must meet a sorrowful end. We read in verses 26 and 27, And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest quickly. This does not mean that Satan entered into him for the first time. Satan had always been in Judas. It means now he took control of him. This should warn all of us as to the power of the great deceiver. And we read in John 8:44 about him. He's a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Well, the die was cast. There was no further hope for Judas. And I read in Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 6, and these words apply here. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, and the words are really, if they shall turn away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open chain. Christ gave up Judas to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, according to Romans 1:28. Judas chose destruction. Now he must hasten to his doom. Verse 28, Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. The disciples were becoming more perplexed all the time, having no idea that there was a deceiver among them, nor did they understand Christ's words, That thou doest do quickly. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. There were no questions in Judas's mind. Verse 30, He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. So that his wicked plot would not be discovered, and so that Christ would say no more, Judas made a hasty exit. There was to be one more meeting between Christ and Judas on this earth, in the garden, when Christ would be taken prisoner. But there is to be another meeting when Judas will stand before Jesus Christ. There will be no sop handed to the traitor at that time, as our Lord's expression of affection for the erring one. But standing before the judgment bar of God, Judas will hear the words, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. The Bible says here in the words of Jesus, It was night for Judas. Because he loved darkness rather than light, he went out into the night of eternity, lost forever, without hope and without God. How tragic that one so close to the heart of God ended so far from salvation. The price of hypocrisy is extremely costly. We may think nobody knows, but God knows. Is everything well between you and God? I hope so. If not, call on Christ now. Don't resist Him. Turn your life over to Him. Find Jesus and find joy. Heavenly Father, take your words and seal them to our hearts. Remind every sinner that he needs Christ. For I pray in the Savior's name. Amen.